Praise, praise. Good morning to CMP and AMP. My name is Ernie, and I'm so blessed and privileged to share the Word of God for the devotion today. So let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful morning that you have given unto us. It is a great joy and a privilege, God, to come into your Word once again, Lord God, to understand your perfect will, your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you, Father God, for bringing your people, Lord God, in the sanctuary. And even, Lord God, to those who are tuning, Lord God, online, we thank you, Father God, for speaking to us. We pray for the Holy Spirit to teach us, give us understanding, O Lord God, to your holy word. For truly, God, that we cannot understand the heavenly words, O God. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit, God, that is giving us understanding, O Lord God, to your word. Lead us, Holy Spirit, and give us, Lord God, your word today. And thank you, God, for just hiding me, O Lord God, at your back, Lord God, that only you, O God, can be seen, Father God, and heard. And thank you for leading us, O God, for all truth, O God, of your word. This is what we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen, amen. Good morning. So please turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 12. And let's read beginning from verse 33 up to verse 37. So let's read. Either assume the tree to be a good as well as its fruit good, or the tree to be bad as well as its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You offspring of vipers, how can you being evil express any good things? For the mouth speaks from what that which fills the heart. The good person brings out of his good treasure good things, and the evil person brings out of his evil treasure evil things. But I tell you that for every careless word that people speak, they will give an account of it on the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. That's the reading of the word of God. Let me repeat the verse 36 and 37. But I tell you that every careless word that the people speak, they will be given an account of it on the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. It is a very strong truth of the word of God that the Lord Jesus are teaching in these scriptures in Matthew 12, verse 33 and 37. That even in this morning I'm praying, God, is this appropriate in this early devotion? Since it's very early in the morning, and then we are talking about justified and condemning about the Word of God. I do believe this is what we need to know and understand, because anything that is so significant and so important pertaining to our life and our course of our life, I think we need to know and understand. Because even the Lord Jesus Christ taught this word to the people during that time. Now, the background of this story is that in verse 22, in this chapter, many are sick and the Lord are healed them all. In verse 22, there's a particular man that, you know, people brought to the Lord Jesus Christ and for him to heal. And this is an oppressed by the demon, and he is mute and blind. And then eventually, because of the Lord Jesus' love for him, and he healed this man. And this was observed by the Pharisees around that area, or around that time, around the people that time. And then they asked, and they murmured, and they said to one another, "Oh, it's only by Beelzebub that this man can cast out demons." And then the Lord Jesus Christ, he knows it, and nothing is hidden with him. And he said to them, and he taught them that and explained to them with full of wisdom and grace and love, that Satan cast out demons, that it will divide his kingdom and it will not stand. And he continued explaining and teaching them. Even he mentioned about the unpardonable sin, which is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. He mentioned also in the same chapter that yes, any sin that be committed and done with the Son of Man will be forgiven, but blasphemy or speaking against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And then he gave this teaching about what is good fruit, what is the good tree that brings good fruit and a bad tree that brings bad fruit. So the meaning of this is that whatever it is in our heart, the mouth speaks. It's also mentioned that in verse 34, that people's heart, he is addressing this teaching primarily to the Pharisee, who is discrediting him, who is finding him something that is wrong for them to pin down the Lord Jesus Christ. That is always the plan of the Pharisee, to find fault of what the Lord Jesus is doing so that they will pin down the Lord Jesus. That's why he is talking about this judgment, that you should be careless about the word that you are saying. Because in what the words comes out in your heart, in your mouth, it is in your heart. So meaning that, okay, if you have a bad heart, then eventually it will manifest it in the way you speak and the words that comes out in your mouth. And today, the highlight of our devotion is in verse 36 to 37, which is said that, but I tell you that for every careless word that people speak, they will be given account of it on the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So there is a great importance and significance into our life, the every words that comes out in our mouth. It might be condemn us, or it might give us life, or can be justified us. 2 weeks ago, we have heard one of our pastors, Pastor Ken, shared about and explained the clear meaning about justification and sanctification. Justification is proclaim that you are innocent, you are not guilty because of the Lord Jesus Christ done on the cross. And sanctification is the continuous process of purification. And I do believe that part of our body, which is said also that the tongue should be continually and daily need sanctification, need purification. Because every day I believe that we proclaim words that is not in accordance to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And actually there's a clear example in the Bible on how and where, how can we guard and what, where is the word comes out, and what are the words that come out, at the same time what is the effect of the words that comes out in our mouth or in our tongue, which is found in James chapter 3 verse 1 to 12. James outlined the very detailed and how this words comes out and how, where is the word coming, and it is came from our tongue, that we need to be controlled and at the same time is to be guarded. So let's read in James chapter 3 verse 1 to 12. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers. He's addressing about the teachers, knowing that he shall receive a stricter judgment. For we are stumbled in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships, although they are so large and are driven by fierce wind, they are turned by a small, very small rudder, wherever the pilot desire. Even so, the tongue is little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among the members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. It is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird or reptiles and creatures of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the image or similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or grape bear fig tree? Thus, no spring yields both salt, water, and fresh. So this is so detailed that Book of James tells about what can our tongue and words, can course our destiny or of our life. Many times, what are the words that comes out in our home? What are the words we proclaim that comes out in our mouth, in our jobs, even in our church? And is it aligned to the very word of God? Is it aligned that we declare is according to the word of God? You may be wondering why we need to study about this, the importance of the tongues, why do we need it this early of this morning? Now let's said in James chapter 1 verse 26 says, anyone who says he is a Christian but doesn't control his sharp tongue is just fooling himself, and his religion is worth much. It's so clear in verse 126 James 126 that we need to guard our tongue. There are some Christians, so when the moment that door of the church are open and they come and enter, and truly they worship, same mouth, they're praising God, the same mouth, declaring the glories and holiness of God. But sometimes those people, if you're going to follow them in the restaurant, even in the house, in the store, when they, after the service, is the same word who committed gossips, the same mouth and tongues who committed, complaints and criticism, and even backbiting. It is so sad too that we are not so aware that the importance of the word that comes out in our mouth is a very serious matter in our Christian life. Actually, every word that comes out in our mouth affect our actions and affect the actions of our body, of our entire body. There's an experimentation by the leading neurosurgeons that the speech center in the brain has a total dominion over all the other nerves in the body. Let me repeat. The speech center in the brain has a total dominion over all other nerves in the body. For example, if a person keeps saying, I am too weak to do that, or I don't have the ability to do this, or I am afraid to try, right away the nerves receive the message from the central nervous system saying they are weak or incapable, and their body begins to adjust itself to what it has heard. So meaning the moment confess or proclaim this word, it connected to the central nervous system, and then it transmit to all the body, and then eventually the body will react, oh yes, I am weak. Yes, I cannot do it. No? So that's why it is so important what words are going to confess. And truly, the neurosurgeon's findings confirm what James wrote 2,000 years ago. No? That if a man can control his tongue, he can control his own body. James said, if a man can control his tongue, he can control his own body. To reinforce this truth, let us see some of the example of James shown it in his writings. In verse 3, he said, indeed, we put bits in horses' mouth that they may obey us and we turn the whole body. Bits is just a small part of something, a rod or a metal, put it in the mouth of the horse so that when the man will go into control and just pull it, and then pull it to the left and to the left, and then the whole body of the horse will follow. So imagine it's just a small part of thing that is put in the body of the horse. And the second one is the boat. You know, a big, large boat or even a cruiser, you know, if you try to look at underneath, there is just a small part of that boat, which is probably the proportion is as big as this and only probably three chairs of size of that is underneath, that is the rudder of the boat, that the pilot will just steer the wheel of the boat, and then the small part of the back of that boat will follow wherever it is. And imagine the size of the tongue that we have compared to the size of our body, that the Lord Jesus Christ is so particularly spoke about this tongue that can control, that can course the direction of our life. You know, church, the design of the Lord Jesus in our body, the Lord Jesus Christ is guarded our tongue with the teeth. You know that? And then after that, he guarded out with lips. This is only the part of the body that is double guarded, the tongue. Guarded with the teeth and at the same time guarded with our lips. Because he knows, the Lord Jesus knows, how important for us to guard our tongue. There's also another illustration which is done in the United Arab in the UAE in Dubai. There's a school there. They made an experiment. The student made set up two plants, left and right. They're both size, and then they put it in a cubicle with a transparent glass, and then then they are asked to record a message. The other one, they're going to record a message which is insult and bullying. And the other one, they're going to record a messages that is so praising, thanksgiving, and all positive words that they're going to record. And then in 30 days, they're going to send that in the recording, and then the plants will going to directly hear that words that they are, that the student are recorded in the cubicle of that plants. And then after 30 days, this is what they found. The other one that is receiving a good words, praising and thanksgiving and positive things, is thriving and growing up. While the other one who's received insult, bad words, the plant is droppy and it is dying. So this is a good example that how the power of the words, and again the words that can affect even the plants, you know, and especially when a person, or even for us today, if we continue to declare words that is not good or that's not according to the word of God. In verse 6, the same James chapter 3, and the tongue is fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among the members that it defies the whole body and sets on the fire course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and birds or reptiles and creature of the sea, it is tame and has tamed by man, but no man can tame the tongue. It is unruly and evil and deadly poison. Again and again, this is what James said. If we continually speak negative words of fear, doubt, and discouragement, we are setting the course of our life discouragement and defeat. If we constantly talk about our problems, our sickness, lack of finance, we will be continually live with these problems, sickness, and lack of finances. But if we will control over our tongue, begin to fill our mouth with faith-filled words and the powerful word of God, and begin to speak it forth, we will be setting the course of our life in the victory. So we can see the contrast between speaking bad words and speaking the right words or good words. Speaking bad words can really affect in the negative way or in not good manner, bad manners of the result. But speaking the good words of God can lead us, words can lead us into victory. Now, knowing these things, there are some suggestions that I will be sharing today to guidance on how to guard our tongue. In Proverbs 4:23 said, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issue of life." Proverbs 10 verse 11, "The mouth of the righteous is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked." Proverbs 10:19-20, "When there are many words, wrongdoing is unavoidable, but one who restrains his lips is wise. The tongue of the righteous is like choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little." And in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29, "Let no one corrupt talk out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up, and it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." In addition to these guidelines concerning our speech, we must not lie. We must not speak evil of any man. We must not sow discord among the brethren. We should not backbite. We should not speak with flattering lips. And we should not speak proud things. We should not speak deceitfully. And we should not murmur and complain. All those what I said has a biblical reference on it. But it seems because we have a limited time, I cannot mention it one by one. But instead, this is our speech should be. This should be the word that comes out in our mouth. It should be gracious in Ecclesiastes 10:12. It should be seasoned with salt, Colossians 4:6. Should be pleasant, Proverbs 16:24. And filled with praise and thanksgiving, Ephesians 5:19-20. Should be kind, and Proverbs 31:26. And it should be honest, and 1 Peter 2:12. This should be the words that coming out in our mouth. But of course, this only come into reality in our life if we have the revelation of the tremendous power that is in God's word. Let me repeat that. All these things come in reality and work in our life if we must have the revelation of the tremendous power that is in God's word. This is a creative power in God's word, that out of emptiness, void, God spoke and this universe was created. In Hebrews 11:3 said, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." When God spoke, light appeared. God spoke, waters separated. God spoke, the land, the sun, the moon, stars appeared. And He's holding the universe together by the word of His power. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. God's word has not changed. That creative power is the same today. God's word is eternal. It is alive and it is powerful. That is in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It is full of faith. Romans 10:8. So as we speak the word of faith, we are releasing the same creative power, and it will bring a miracle in our life. It is only by speaking this very word of God. The word of God is so powerful. It is not our own word that has the power, but it is the very word of God has the power, that when we speak this word by faith, we are releasing the same creative power, we are releasing victory, we are releasing, you know, something, miracles into our life when we declare the very word of God. Amen. So it is by releasing this word of God, when we say declaring that God is good, then He is good indeed, because this is the word of God. It is not our own word, but when we declare the very word of God in our life by faith in Christ Jesus, He said in the Old Testament that His word will not return empty, but it will manifest, it will accomplish the way it is being set forth. So that when we declare the very word of God, that these things that comes out in our mouth, then it will accomplish in according to the word, the way it is being set forth, because it is the word of God. So instead of declaring words that is not according to the word of God, then it is admonished to us today that we should declare the word of God, because the word of God is so powerful. So as I may invite Marcos to lead us in worship. Once we have decided and we want to be controlled, we want to control our tongue, we should go to God. Because said in the word that no man can tame or control his tongue. We have to come to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to forgive us in every sins that our tongue had been said, every sins of the tongue, in our tongue, and ask Him to give us the ability to control our tongue. Let's come to the Father and surrender our tongue daily. Repent in every sins that we have committed with our tongue today. Ask the Lord to forgive us today and surrender it, our tongue, and give us ability to control it. And as you pray, believe in your heart, God has heard you and that He will enable you to control your tongue. It is only by Him, it is only by the power of the Holy Spirit that we could control our tongue. You know, church, our tongue can easily change gear. Every second, it can change gear. If we cannot control it, if we cannot surrender our tongue, that these lips, this tongue, is the same that give praise and worship God, but unaware and unguarded is the same word, same lips and tongue, gossiping, backbiting, complaining, criticizing, even our own brothers in Christ. Also begin to release the word of God into your circumstances. In your physical body, instead of concentrating in your sickness and constantly saying, I'm hurting so badly, I don't know how am I going to make it through another day, or I feel sick, I think I'm catching the flu. Speak out in faith. By faith, I say to the sickness in my body, be healed. Arthritis, be healed. Pain, leave. Sickness, you must go. In the name of Jesus, for by His stripe, I am healed. In your finances, instead of concentrating on your lack of finance and saying, we don't have enough money to pay the bills this month, or there's never enough money to go around, speak out faith. By faith, I say, God is my source. I say to these finances, be loose in the name of Jesus. My God shall supply all my needs. By faith, I say, the money will come to pay these bills and meet the rent. I release God's ministering spirit over my life to bring God's provision for my needs and desires of my heart. Concerning your unsaved loved ones, instead of concentrating on their problems, their unwillingness to surrender to God, their problem with alcohol, drugs, rebellion, or whatever is standing between them and God, speak out in faith. By faith, I say to the hindering spirit, that alcohol, drugs, rebellion, to release your hold in our loved ones in the name of Jesus. Satan, release your hold in these lives, in their lives. And by faith, I see Jesus setting them free. Let's continue to declare the word of God in every minute and seconds of our life that gives us victory. Let's worship.
Mercy never fails me, and all my days I've been held in your hands. The moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. The moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
With my life laid down, I surrender now. I surrender everything. Oh God, yes, it is hard, God, but Lord God, by your power, by your love and your grace, God, that we know and we know and we know that if we surrender everything in us, God, you will going to change this life. Even our tongue, Lord God, if we surrender our tongue to you today, Lord God, so that we may be able to control, Lord God, words that comes out in this mouth, not only words that give life, not only words, oh God, that edify and build up, oh Lord God, that words, Lord God, that is your word that is powerful, Lord God, that can accomplish, that can lead us to victory, that can manifest, oh Lord God, the way that being speak forth, oh Lord God, your very word, oh God, by faith we speak forth your word, oh Lord God, by faith, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. So today, God, by faith, we're going to declare, oh God, your healing and all the answers of our prayers today as we come, oh Lord God, to our prayer in Jesus' name. So let us lift up our voice and pray for all cancer-related, both our brethren, our friends that has cancer, battling cancer, and both with the chemotherapy and radiation therapy and surgery. Let's lift them up and declare and speak forth life and healing to them in Jesus' name. So let's also lift up those who need healing of their illnesses and salvation, healing both physical and spiritual, and praying that, you know, God will touch them and lay his hands upon them, and eventually this list will going to be reduced in numbers. So let us pray by faith. Thank you. Let's also lift up those who are experiencing some infirmities. And let's continue to pray for the healing touch of the Lord, that nothing is impossible to Him, that God is so willing to touch and give healing to everyone that is listed in this slide. So let's pray and lift them up in Jesus' name. Let's also lift up our brothers and sister for who are looking jobs, that the Lord, we're going to open an opportunity for them, at the same time that they may have continue to have that thanksgiving in their heart and faith and trust in the Lord, that God is faithful and He never fails. You just have to, you know, wait for the perfect timing of the Lord and pray for to give them hope and a patience in their heart, in Jesus' name. Let's pray. So let's lift up our mission focus today. Let's pray for the US AASP NY New York with Ruth and Jess and Kelly. North Korea for open doors for ministry, missional opportunities, partnership in Asia, and persecuted churches in the Middle East. Let us pray. Also lift up the SP weekend gatherings, the GIC, PMC, migrant workers outreach, Sunday service, SP kids worship, hospitality, SP youth, spins, spiel service, and activities, and all the meetings that will be happening this weekend. Let us pray.
And also lift up the house churches meeting today, Hollywood, King's Court, Mawan, and Southside. Let's lift up. Let's also lift up city Hong Kong. Now it's getting colder right now, and there's so many words that had been declared, but in the name of Jesus, we will not agree on it, but we will agree that God is in control, even any kinds of weather, that God is here, that God is in control, that the Lord is at work in this country, in this city, in the name of Jesus. And also continue to lift up our city, Hong Kong. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for all the prayers, God, have been heard in heaven, heard by you, Lord God. Thank you, O God, for it is only by faith, Lord God, that we could come unto you and give and lift up all these petitions. And by faith, Lord God, we agree together and seal these prayers, Father God, that, Lord, you are an answering God. You are God that is so merciful and caring, God, that you see, Lord God, in every needs, O Lord God, of your people, Lord God, of your body, God. And even today, Lord God, as we come out and goes out again and go, Lord God, to our own respective activity today, we continue to lift up and pray, God, to help us to control our tongue. Help us, O Lord God, to declare life. Help us, O God, to declare words of truth, O Lord God. Let it be a spring of fresh water comes out in this very mouth of us, O Lord God, that give life and give glory unto your name, O Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for using us to be a vessel, O Lord God, declaring the truth of your word, declaring life, O Lord God, and declaring peace and truth, O Lord God, to every man, O Lord God, in where every man that we are going to come across and meet, O Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you, God, for your reminding us, Father God, and giving us understand how important and how serious it is, Lord God, the gift, the tongue, Lord God, the part of our body, Lord God, that can, Lord God, declare words, O Lord God, that it should be give life, Lord God. So we bless you, we honor you, God, give you glory, honor, and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all, and enjoy your remaining time in prayer, and see you on next Tuesday.